Song. I played it last week, but it's such a beautiful song, I want to play it again. And if you don't know Stephen Bruton's music, it's worth finding and listening to. He was a friend of mine who passed away, and I was actually in the hospital about a year and a half ago, something like that. When we were out on the road, I kind of made it through the gig like a professional would do. And had a heart attack and had a triple bypass after that, to where they cut you open and that kind of thing. And one of the first guys to get in touch with me was Stephen Bruton. Sent me an email, said sending good vibes your way, and a bunch of other stuff. And I was really medicated and had my music with me because we were on the road. We were in Baltimore and was in John Hopkins. And I ordered a set of vibes. Somehow I had my computer because it had music on there and sending good vibes your way, and I thought, cool, I think there was a song playing in the background, a Ron Sexsmith song that had vibes on it. It was really pretty, and I got home, I completely forgot about it. At the time, I ordered a set of vibes I bid on eBay, and a set of three kettle drum timpani, and a big marimba set. I was able to cancel those. It was too late for the vibes. And I completely kind of forgot about it. I got home and this big truck came up. They got crated in this huge crate and had to be delivered in a big truck. It's not a UPS type of a situation because they're like this big. And they have the name Park Frankenfield on the front of them, stenciled or something. I guess it was his vibes. But to me, they'll be my Stephen Bruton Memorial vibes. He was the guy, if you ever saw that movie,